In Spain, revelers ate a dozen grapes at midnight to ensure happiness in the next 12 months. In Hungary, people burned a straw man in effigy, representing the evils of the previous year. To learn more about how people in other countries celebrated New Year's, Morning Edition made a few calls, starting in the Netherlands.
A large number of young men that probably had some booze at night do take off their clothes and take a swim in the North Sea for a very short while.
Maybe a few hundred men take the dips, says Erica Kohler of the Dutch embassy. Thousands of spectators stand and watch. And how are the men greeted when they emerge from the freezing water?
Depends on, you know, whether they made friends the night before or they have a good family ties.
No friends or family? Those unlucky few may be left dripping in the cold. In Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, a much warmer seaside event takes place every year. Hundreds of thousands gather at the Copacabana beach in Rio, dressed all in white. Sandra Mendez of the Brazilian Embassy in Washington explains.
They celebrate most of the time just by getting together, drinking champagne, but they also offer presents, gifts to Iemanjá, which is the goddess of the sea.
The gifts are white flowers or boats with images of the goddess. People put their offerings into the sea and set them adrift. In the Ivory Coast, tradition has people opening their doors and turning up their stereos.
My name is Rémi Doua, and I am from the Ivory Coast, West Africa. It's a block party that blocks the streets. Every other house is open house. The kids are outside. There's no police. There's no babysitting. Everybody is outside with the kids. And it's dancing all night long.
Villagers celebrate outdoors in Poland, too, where the weather is much colder. They keep warm by building bonfires in the woods and by drinking their national products.
Vodka and beer. My name is Anna Niewiadomska, and I'm from Warsaw.
She says that the vodka and beer accompany traditional New Year's foods, kielbasa and sour cabbage, eaten in front of the bonfire. And maybe you'd take a sleigh ride to get there. In Greece, New Year's traditions include the cutting of the Santa Pie, or Vasilopita. The pie is named after St. Basil, one of the founders of the Greek Orthodox Church. Magdalene Kantartis is from Agrinion, Greece.
Vasilopita contains a coin, usually a gold sovereign, which is said to bring luck for the rest of the year to whomever finds it in his life.
Another Greek tradition is playing cards with the family as midnight approaches. The winner gets good luck for the year to come. In Japan, good luck comes from slurping up buckwheat noodles to ensure long life. The New Year's party there lasts for 3 days, but it's a little more reserved than in some other countries. Joy Sakurai of the Japanese Embassy in Washington explains.
New Year's in Japan is usually held as a revered holiday where you honor the new year and hope for good luck in the months ahead. And so to find a lot of drunk people around is a little more unusual than you might find in the United States.
Whether you're in Japan or anywhere, don't forget to wish your neighbor
新年 明けましておめでとうございます.
Szczęśliwego nowego roku.
A ty siapa.
Feliz ano novo.
Gelukkig nieuwjaar.
And happy new year.